The loss of top public health officers across the country is steady and alarming. That's according to the National Association of County and City Health Officials. More than 60 have been fired or left their posts since the pandemic began in the U.S. Correspondent Anna King has more.
In Spokane County, Washington, people protested outside the home of Health Officer Dr. Bob Lutz. He was recently fired by the County Board of Health. In Okanagan County, Lori Jones has been doing public health for 17 years, but after repeated threats to her safety, she's just got a new security system for her home.
I still find myself sometimes looking over my shoulder, especially if I walk out of the building and it's, you know, getting obviously dark earlier.
She's not leaving her post as the community health director, but her colleague, Dr. John McCarthy, is. He says the workload has become too heavy.
We don't have to be happy that there's a pandemic going on, but to blame individuals is not going to be helpful.
He's leaving in December. Also leaving in December is Karen Kenneman over on Colorado's Western Slope. She didn't really know she was burnt out until the nasty emails started coming. As the public health director for Pitkin County, she was working nights and weekends and still couldn't do it all. Then a press release went out from her office with a quote from her.
It was something like, I really hope that we don't see, you know, an increase in cases in our community or something like that.
Despite the fairly mundane quote, she received a stinging email. A community member accused her of not understanding the pandemic.
Like, you are derelict of duty by even saying that. You should be fired.
After too many long hours, more email attacks, and what she says was little help from her community leaders, she started crying in business meetings. So she's moving to Alaska.
It is time we bring life back into our communities.
Also in Colorado, one group ran a radio ad repeatedly calling out a local health director by name.
The American dream for many families and small businesses is dying in Los Animas and Huerfano counties due to the actions of the District Health Department and their director.
That health director is still working, for now.
Paid for by Colorado Counties for Freedom.
Healthcare workers across the nation are being fired or leaving at an alarming rate since the pandemic began, says Lori Freeman. She heads the National Association of County and City Health Officials. She started a spreadsheet to keep track of all the departures.
Some of our public health officials have been physically threatened, politically scapegoated. Their roles have been diminished. Their authorities have been, in some cases, taken away. And this is very hard for them because they're simply trying to do their jobs.
Freeman says the outsized workload hasn't let up since February. And for years before the pandemic, health officials said they'd been underfunded with staff cut to the minimum. It's been 9 months since Congress passed the one and only COVID-19 Relief Act. Washington State Democratic Senator Patty Murray says the U.S. House of Representatives tried to fund more relief back in May.
The Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would not bring it up.
Lori Freeman from the National Health Group has been worrying about baby boomer health officers aging out since a survey revealed many plan to retire within 5 years. That was before the pandemic. Now the virus is out of control. And there's a new challenge.
We have to get through the vaccination stage where we are actively deploying and vaccinating the country.
But health workers are tired. They've been fighting the virus and politics since February. I'm Anna King.